With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, July 24th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, yesterday, the penultimate day of the state softball and baseball tournaments taking place at various sites across the state. Let's get you the rundown first in Fort Dodge as two state championships were crowned in the sport of softball. Starting in Class 2A were the Grandview Christian Thunder. They were down 4-0 early to Wapsie Valley, staged a comeback and picked up a 7-6 win over the Warriors. Grandview Christian, who eliminated Hinton out of the Class 2A state softball tournament, wins the state title after losing their first game of the tournament. They win every game that follows and win their first state title in their first ever state tournament appearance. Then in Class 4A yesterday in Fort Dodge, top-seeded ADM had no problem rolling through the 4A bracket as they shut out second-seeded Carlisle by a final score of 6-0. Three more state championships will be determined in softball in Fort Dodge today. We'll tell you about that here in just a moment. But yesterday at the state baseball tournaments, semifinals were taking place in 2A and 4A. Had to solidify the last two championship games. That'll be played at both sites coming up today. Starting in Class 2A semifinal competition, 6-seed Unity Christian's hope of getting back to the state championship game for the second year in a row. They were dashed by Durant. The 7-seed defeats the Knights by a final score of 9-4, and Unity Christian ends their season at the state tournament. Top-seeded Pleasantville, the defending champion, they will have a chance to defend their title today as they defeated Cascade yesterday by a final score of 8-5. Then to the Class 4A state baseball tournament that was in Cedar Rapids, as Sioux City East was in a thriller with 5th-seeded Pleasant Valley, and the Spartans knock the Black Raiders out in the semifinal round by a final score of 5-4, that final coming in 10 innings. Sioux City East ends their season in the semifinal round of the state baseball tournament. And Pleasant Valley will match up with Indianola. That team is a force right now in the 4A state bracket. Had no problem to open the tournament and had no problem with Valley yesterday. Indianola beat the Tigers by a score of 8-1 in semifinal competition. You can check out all of those scores and results from state championship softball and semifinal baseball. They're available on our website right now at KLEM1410.com. Well, of course, this weekend and most of this week has been dedicated to baseball and softball with the state tournaments going on, but it's also a little bit of an extension of football season, as coming up tomorrow in Cedar Falls at the Unidome at Northern Iowa, it is going to be the Iowa Shrine Bowl. The 2026 edition will be taking place as these seniors will have one final opportunity to represent their communities and play the game of football at the high school level. And three Plymouth County athletes and one Plymouth County coach will be competing in Cedar Falls coming up tomorrow at the Shrine Bowl. The players that are going to be competing from the listening area, they include Hinton's Jackson Kunkel, MMCRU's Braden Dunn, and Lamar's Community's Tyson Augustine, as those three will represent the listening area so well, competing at what has always been a great event, the Iowa Shrine Bowl. We mentioned a coach is also part of the festivities. On the Northern side coaching staff is Hinton head coach Kadrian Harderson. He is assisting the North head coach Marty Wadley of Bishop Garrigan. And Kadrian Harderson will get a chance to compete as a coach at the Shrine Bowl. And we'll have a chance to coach Jackson Kunkel one final time in the high school realm. So once again, Hinton's Jackson Kunkel, MMCRU's Braden Dunn, and Lamar's Community's Tyson Augustine will be playing in the 2026 Iowa Shrine Bowl, and Kadrian Harderson, Hinton head coach, will be coaching in the 2026 Iowa Shrine Bowl. Once again, the Shrine Bowl is coming up tomorrow at Northern Iowa, the University of Northern Iowa. That is in the Unidome, of course. The kickoff for that game tomorrow is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Best of luck to all of the gentlemen that are representing Plymouth County so well. It's such a great celebration, the Iowa Shrine Bowl. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today, and this is the final day of competition for the 2025-2026 Iowa sports school year. Let's start now with softball schedules of competition in Fort Dodge. The Class 1A, 3A, and 5A state championship games are taking place in Fort Dodge, starting with Class 1A, where Edgewood-Colesburg, the 8 seed, will try and go for the complete Cinderella run against the number 2 seed in Class 1A. That'd be Clarksville. Clarksville was the one team in the bottom half of the bracket that Remsen St. Mary's did not get to compete against, but Clarksville, of course, had multiple double-digit inning contests, so we'll see if Clarksville can maybe get that far again in the Class 1A championship, again against 8th seed Edgewood-Colesburg. The 3A championship will follow that. It's Wallert Catholic against Williamsburg. That's the top two seeds in that bracket. And then the top two seeds in Class 5A also made it to the championship game. That is Washington Northwest against Ankeny Centennial. Some great championship games taking place in Fort Dodge today. Then all four championship games are taking place in baseball, starting with the Class 1A championship game in Carroll. That is where third-seeded Newman Catholic takes on the Cinderella run, the 8th-seed Moravia Mohawks. That should be a great 1A championship game. And then following that will be the 2A title tilt as Pleasantville looks for a repeat. They take on Durant in the 2A championship game. In Cedar Rapids then today, the 3A championship sees Wallert Catholic face off with Davenport Assumption, two teams from very far eastern Iowa. And then the 4A championship game in Cedar Falls in baseball, it's Indianola against Pleasant Valley. We'll have all those scores for you coming up later on this evening. Check those out at KLEM1410.com. Also encourage you, in case you missed any of our state tournament coverage with the various thoughts and comments from various coaches and various players that were competing down in either Fort Dodge or Carroll this week, go back through our sports page, our local sports news page, and you can hear some of those comments again from the coaches and players that were part of the great opportunities of the state tournament. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Also encourage you to follow us on our Twitter page for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.